You know, whether you love it or hate it, there's something about New York City that really fires the imagination. Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan, and this week on The Weekly Reader, we're taking you to the Big Apple. University of Baltimore professor and Baltimore Fishbowl columnist Marian Winnick is here with four novels set in the city that never sleeps. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Let's start with one of the top debuts of last year, Behold the Dreamers by Mbolo Mbue. Set in the fallout of the financial crisis of 2009, Mbue's story follows the fate of two Manhattan families, one at the top of the social heap with their house in the Hamptons, their prescription drugs, and their extramarital affairs, the other at the bottom, recent immigrants from Africa with giddy optimism and dangerous misapprehensions. Like the author, Jende Janga and his wife Nini immigrated from Cameroon. While they struggle for legal status, their son is born in the United States. When Jende scores a job as a chauffeur for a muckety-muck at Lehman Brothers, the fates of the two symmetrical families become entwined. Realistic, tragic, and remarkably kind to all its characters, this novel blends dark irony and buoyant good humor. Mbue is an African writer who came to the States about 10 years ago, and her descriptions of how Manhattan looks to fresh eyes are literally spectacular.
Well, and this week we're going to call the collection Women of New York.
One of the coolest things about doing The Weekly Reader is getting to shine light on books that just didn't get enough fuss. This is definitely the case with Walking the Dog by Elizabeth Swatos, which was published by a tiny independent press and whose author died right after finishing it. Its protagonist, Carlene Kepper, began life as a child art prodigy on the cover of the New York Times Magazine at the age of 12. But after getting in serious trouble with the law while she was in college, she spent almost 20 years in jail. Now she's out. But instead of selling paintings at $100,000 a pop, she's training and walking dogs. Carlene's insight into the traits of various breeds is one of the great pleasures of this book. Two Afghan hounds named Beyonce and Aretha are, quote, a combination of couture runway models and George Lucas planetary hookers, while three Yorkies, quote, each one no bigger than a spare rib, managed to pull her down the stairs. Jamie Attenberg is an author I've been watching for a while, and her new novel, All Grown Up, is my favorite by far, a book for fans of Lena Dunham, Amy Schumer, and Laurie Moore. The almost 40 heroine, Andrea Byrne, has somehow failed to join the rest of her peer group on the stampede to the altar and the delivery room. While everyone else was getting married and pregnant, she got a high-paying corporate job, a therapist, and an apartment with a view of the Empire State Building, at least until the construction across the street is finished. Meanwhile, one after another, the friends she meets for drinks stare at the menu and order club soda.
Well, we all know what that means, or at least what it usually means.
Start knitting the booties. Sweet Bitter is a first novel as well, with a great backstory. It's written by a former waitress, Stephanie Danler, who pitched it to an editor dining in her section, then got a three-book deal for $2 million. Like Behold the Dreamers, this book gives us fresh eyes on the Manhattan landscape. But here, the newcomer is a 22-year-old from the Midwest. She gets a job in a restaurant in Union Square whose rigid hierarchy, arcane rules, and basis in servitude make it less like a modern workplace than the royal court of 18th-century France. Then throw in tattoos, dive bars, and enough cocaine to rival Jay McInerney. Danler's writing is swoony and seductive. I'm looking forward to her next million-dollar baby.
You can find more information about these titles, links to Marian's reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.